This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled, Unveiling the Bible's Cosmic Battles, Understanding Spiritual Rebellions. It offers a simplified overview of key spiritual rebellions in Scripture, ranging from Eden to Revelation, and explains how these cosmic events shape our understanding of God's redemptive plan. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as headings, the appendix, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available alongside this one for those who wish to explore the topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. The Bible tells the story of an extraordinary battle between good and evil, spanning the physical and spiritual worlds. This cosmic conflict unfolds through key moments of rebellion against God, showcasing His ultimate plan to restore creation through Jesus Christ. Let's explore these pivotal rebellions and their importance for our lives today. The Fall in Eden, humanity's first stumble in the Garden of Eden, a cunning serpent tricked Adam and Eve into disobeying God. This act of rebellion introduced sin and brokenness into the world. The serpent, later identified as Satan, became humanity's adversary, opposing God's plans. But even in this dark moment, God offered a glimmer of hope. In Genesis 3 verse 15, He promised that a seed of the woman would one day crush the serpent's head, a prophecy pointing to Jesus' ultimate victory. What it means for us. The story of Eden reminds us that sin creates separation from God, but His love offers redemption and hope through Jesus. The Nephilim, a mysterious corruption Genesis 6 tells of sons of God who left their proper place and had children with human women. This resulted in the Nephilim, giants described as mighty men of old. Their presence symbolized a deep corruption of humanity, prompting God to send the flood as a reset. Though mysterious, this story highlights spiritual beings interfering in human affairs, defying God's boundaries. What it means for us, it shows that rebellion against God affects both the physical and spiritual worlds, yet God's justice and mercy prevail. Tower of Babel and the Divine Council after the flood, humanity united to build the Tower of Babel, trying to make a name for themselves apart from God. In response, God scattered them by confusing their language. Deuteronomy 32 reveals that He also assigned nations to spiritual beings called the sons of God. Sadly, many of these beings rebelled, leading nations into idolatry and injustice. Psalm 82 shows God condemning these rebellious spiritual rulers, declaring their ultimate judgment. But God's plan didn't stop there. Through Jesus, He began reclaiming the nations and inviting all people back to Him. What it means for us, this rebellion teaches us that God's sovereignty extends even over nations and powers. His mission through Jesus is to bring all people back under His loving rule. The giants of Canaan, opposition to God's promises even after the flood, giants similar to the Nephilim appeared in Canaan, opposing Israel's journey to the promised land. These giants, like Goliath, represented spiritual and physical obstacles to God's redemptive plan. Through faith and obedience, Israel overcame these challenges, foreshadowing the ultimate victory of Jesus over all rebellious forces. What it means for us, we face challenges in life, but God equips us to overcome them through faith, just as He empowered Israel to conquer giants. The final battle, Revelation's cosmic showdown. The book of Revelation describes a climactic war in heaven where Satan and his forces are defeated by Michael and the angels. This victory is tied to Jesus' resurrection and ascension, which sealed Satan's ultimate defeat. Revelation 12 reminds us that, though the battle continues, the outcome is already decided. Through Jesus, God has triumphed over sin, death, and every spiritual power that opposes Him. What it means for us, believers are called to stand firm in Jesus' victory, trusting that God's power is greater than any force of darkness. Why this matters, these stories of rebellion show the cosmic scale of God's plan to restore creation. They remind us that God is in control. No matter how great the opposition, His purposes will prevail. Jesus' victory is complete. Through His death and resurrection, He has defeated sin and spiritual powers. We are part of the story. As believers, we're called to stand firm, trust God, and live boldly in the light of His victory. A call to faith. The Bible's message of cosmic conflict isn't just about ancient events, it's deeply personal. Calls us to trust in Jesus, who has overcome the world. By putting on the armor of God, we can face life's battles with courage, knowing the ultimate victory is already won. Take heart. God's story ends in triumph, and through Christ, we can share in that victory. Appendix A, The Cosmic Conflict. Depictions of biblical rebellions. This image vividly portrays the sequence of spiritual rebellions detailed in the biblical narrative. It begins with the serpent deceiving Adam and Eve under the tree of knowledge, symbolizing the fall in Eden. Shadowy giants tower under a stormy sky, representing the Nephilim and the corruption of humanity. A divine council scene shows God presiding over rebellious spiritual beings, symbolizing the heavenly judgment of these entities. The foreground transitions to an ancient Canaanite landscape where imposing figures embody the reappearance of the Nephilim-like beings opposing God's plans. Cosmic elements, including angels and stars, weave through the composition, connecting the earthly and heavenly realms. Tone is epic and theological, illustrating the cosmic scale of spiritual warfare and the ultimate victory of God's redemptive purposes. Bibliography. Primary source: The Holy Bible, English Standard Version. Wheaton, Crossway Bibles, 2001. Secondary source: Arnold, Clinton E. Powers of Darkness, Principalities and Powers in Paul's Letters. Downers Grove, InterVarsity Press, 1992. Bauckham Richard. Climax of Prophecy, Studies on the Book of Revelation. Edinburgh, Tanti Clark, 1993. Bruce F.F., The Epistles to the Colossians, to Philemon, and to the Ephesians. Grand Rapids, Eerdmans, 1984. Brueggemann, Walter. 1 and 2 Samuel. Louisville, Westminster John Knox Press, 1990. Fee, Gordon D. The First Epistle to the Corinthians. Grand Rapids, Eerdmans, 1987. Heiser, Michael S. The Unseen Realm, Recovering the Supernatural Worldview of the Bible. Bellingham, Washington, Lexham Press, 2015. Keener, Craig S. The Gospel of Matthew, A Socio-Rhetorical Commentary. Grand Rapids, Eerdmans, 2009. Revelation. Grand Rapids, Zondervan, 2000. Longman III, Tremper. Conquerors and Kings, A Historical and Theological Study of Joshua. Grand Rapids, Zondervan, 1996. Salehammer, John H. The Pentateuch as Narrative, A Biblical Theological Commentary. Grand Rapids, Zondervan, 1992. Walton, John H. Ancient Near Eastern Thought and the Old Testament. Grand Rapids, Baker Academic, 2006. Williams, D. Jean Jr. From Babel to the Nations. Access December 14, 2024. Genesis Hyperbole and History. Access December 14, 2024. Sons of God and the Nephilim. Access December 14, 2024. The Son of Man. Access December 14, 2024. Tracing Angels and Demons Development. Access December 14, 2024. Tracing Satan's Development. Access December 14, 2024. Write N.T. Matthew for Everyone Part 2, Chapters 16-28. Louisville, Westminster John Knox Press, 2004.